Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So at various times in 1966 and 1967, the sightings continued of a Mothman-like creature, a humanoid-like alien visitor, to what is commonly described as Point Pleasant, West Virginia, but as Susan Shepherd was saying, it was really a much wider area than that, including Parkersburg. But let me. So you were telling the story, the guy who you had a chance to interview, the tapes you had. Mm-hmm. I mean, he recounts something which I remember. I thought pretty vividly in the movie Mothman Prophecies, which I really enjoyed as a movie. Not caring whether or not it was that close to the actual story. I thought it was well told. But that whole thing about the interference and the white noise on television, mm-hmm. and the fact that that guy became sort of so paranoid, he started walking around with a shotgun, that part turns out to be true then.
Yes, but that is not Merle Partridge. That would be Woodrow Durenberger. And that has to do with the appearance of Indrid Cold. And the appearance of Indrid Cold happened on November 2nd, 1966, 1 mile south of Parkersburg. Indrid Cold, really, in his description, Woodrow Durenberger's description, actually sounded pretty much to me like a man in black. And there were sightings of men in black, you know, all over West Virginia at that time. And I even had a sighting as a child in 1967 above the hillside where I grew up, which was about 2 hills away from the Partridge family.
But explain that to me real quick. When you say the men in black, are you referring to the government investigators?
No,
men in black? Right.
I don't
Right. So I just, for people who commonly, you know, they associate the Will Smith movie and Men in Black from the comic book as, you know, disinformation specialists sent in by the government. There's this whole other understanding of what the men in black were. So you'll have to explain that for people who don't know it.
Well, men in black tend to turn up, or they turned up witnesses who had either encounters with the Mothman or who had encounters with UFOs. And they seemed to be, to me, they were alien types of creatures. They were not really human, even though they look human. But they also would say they seemed to be awkward you know, they drove late model black cars that looked brand new, and they looked like cars in the 1940s and 50s. And then they would begin to kind of, in a subtle way, they would begin to threaten some of these witnesses not to tell their story. we don't really know for sure what the Men in Black were. We do know they're associated with the UFO sightings and also sightings of the Mothman at the time. I know that Woodrow Dernberger was visited by the Men in Black. Now, Merle Partridge, he never told me if he was. So I'm not sure whether he had visits from the Men in Black either. But it was about an hour later after the Partridge sighting in Center Point. This is about 96 miles away if you drive it in Point Pleasant, was when the Scarberries had their sighting of the Mothman at the TNT plant, and as they were coming down Route 2, they saw that the Mothman was trying to outrace their car. And, of course, this was extremely frightening, and it was very frightening to them. And the wings were so big, they hit the side doors of the car. And Linda Scarberry, one of the witnesses, glanced over into a field at one of the billboards at the time, and she described the eyes very similar to what Merle Partridge, she thought they were red electrical lights. When the billboard was caught in the beams of the car, she saw the Mothman perched on the billboard, and the red electrical lights were, in fact, his eyes. He flew off the billboard. He began to chase them down the road. They drove immediately to the Point Pleasant Police Department. I believe it was Roger Scarberry who made the famous drawing of the Mothman and made the report.
Yeah, that drawing, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, it's creepy in its, it's sort of childlike in a way. I mean, it was really fundamental and sort of rudimentary, but that's what made it even creepier to me. It seemed like somebody who, it didn't seem professional in the way in which we might look at a drawing from a police sketch artist or something like that. And so the fuzziness of it is kind of what got to me.
Yeah, there's really no head on the Mothman.
Yeah.
The red eyes were kind of in the shoulders.
Right.
But when the police went outside to inspect their car, they saw these huge scratches. But while they were driving down Route 2, Linda Scarberry also looked beside the road at the city limits of Point Pleasant, and she saw the dead body of a German Shepherd dog. Mm. So the next day, Mr. Partridge, Bandit, did not come to the back porch for his breakfast like he always did. This is the German Shepherd dog. And they remembered they had seen the dog for the last time running into the barn after these red eyes, this lumbering-like form. So Merle Partridge, his sons Roger and Gary Partridge, and his daughter Mary went into the barn. The barn had a mud floor, and they found the dog's Bandit's paw prints going around and around in a circle, and those paw prints did not lead away, as if that dog had been picked up and carried away by something much larger and much stronger. Mary Partridge told me they also found these footprints, or these prints, in the mud floor of the barn, and they looked like enormous turkey tracks. And, of course, Bandit never came home. And it was later when Merle Partridge was reading an article about the Mothman. At that time, he did not have a name. In newspaper reports, they were calling him the Birdman. And he read the part about the Scarberries having seen this dead body of a German Shepherd dog. And he thought the story was somehow related to his experience an hour before on the same night. So that's just a little bit.
Yeah. How do we make the jump between Birdman and Mothman?
Well, the Mothman was named by a newspaper reporter after a comic book character.
Yeah.
Because other than that, he didn't have anything in common with a moth. They described the wings as being flesh, almost like bat wings. And they were described as either brown or a gray, and some even reported the Mothman was flesh-colored. But then later, Linda Scarberry said when they went home that evening, the Mothman actually followed them. And she said he peered in the window at her all night long. And in one interview, she said, "Even to this day, I will not look outside the window after dark." Now, she has since passed away, as Merle Partridge has passed away. So most of these witnesses have died. So So you have me to remember these stories.
Yeah, really. Thank and you are a great archivist.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
So the Mothman prophecy, as it the story is frequently told, comes with an added component of a kind of I use this word loosely, but a kind of schizophrenia in the part of the victims who can't get voices out of their heads.
Well,
at
that was
point,
kind of based. If you remember the character Gordon Smallwood, I can't remember the actor's name. It was Will something.
Yeah, he's the guy who's... Yeah, he's a great actor. Okay.
That was Woodrow Dernberger, who was not a farmer. He lived at a farmhouse. He lived on a farm. But he was actually a sewing machine salesman. And he was actually stopped by Ingrid Cold on November 2nd, 1966, which was 12 days before the first sighting of the Mothman. And when John Keel was in Point Pleasant, he heard this story about this man in Parkersburg having been stopped by this alien in a charcoal gray craft. It was at the crossroads of I-77 and Route 47, about 6 o'clock in the evening on November 2nd, 1966. So no Mothman had actually happened yet. So John Keel saw some relationship between Mr. Dernberger's account with other accounts of UFOs alongside sightings of the Mothman. Now, most of these UFOs were described as lights in the sky. But then later, of course, Merle Partridge had a very similar thing happen to him, which has never been published. He also saw a craft, too.
Really?
Which he told me, yes. He said he was in the spring of 1967. He was lying out on his deck. And like you said, the hills are very high here in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And a charcoal gray, it was silent. A charcoal gray craft, you know, just floated over top of him. He said it made no sound whatsoever. But he said it was so large that it kind of blackened out the entire sky. And the description of a charcoal gray craft is almost exactly that Woodrow Dernberger described Ingrid Cold's UFO. That had stopped him on November 2nd, 1966. And that's That's a story that's never been covered very much, and it almost it almost seems nonsensical,
right?
You know, but.
Whoever said, you know, those who tell that story mean it, so we can't quite just throw it out, just even though it doesn't quite fit.
Well, yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Will Patton was the name
of
the actor who is great in. He's currently in a show called Swamp Thing. He's in the new version of Swamp Thing.
Oh,
he's
really?
I love that actor. Oh, he's so good, and he was great in No Way Out and other movies too. So, but that's the thing about these stories too. And I think it's only fair that it's part of what makes a story more believable to me. If all the parts don't fit together, if everything fits together too nicely, then I think they've been grooved. They've been sanded until they fit. And I think it's more interesting and more believable when pieces don't fit.
And I find it interesting, too, that John Keel in his book described the Mothman's eyes as bicycle reflectors, looking like bicycle reflectors. But all the witnesses said they look like red electrical lights. Now, how would a humanoid, it's very mysterious, you know.
I don't know, but that's an interesting, I don't know that that, like, I get why you're the point of differentiation there, but when I see bicycle reflectors and I see, you know, I live in a college town, so there's bicycles everywhere, because they reflect off of electric light,
mm-hmm.
they do have a kind of component where they could, for a moment or two, they can look battery powered because all they're doing is reflecting other light out because of the design. So I kind of get that a little bit. I don't seem like that doesn't seem too discontinuous to me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
But now, at the very beginning, when I asked you about that, I said, you know, there was this other piece about them being, that this being a prophetic vision, that there was a message that was being sent about the Silver Bridge collapse.
Yes, that had to do with Chief Cornstalk's curse, the Shawnee Indian chief in the late 1700s, where he'd been put in jail in Point Pleasant, and some kind of fight ensued, and Chief Cornstalk was shot and killed, in which it was said that he cursed the Ohio Valley. And they talk about it as Chief Cornstalk's curse. Now, that's that's probably, John Keel tying that into the story. I don't know for sure if it really was Chief Cornstalk's curse. Maybe. I mean, it's possible. I do know this. I'm part Delaware and Shawnee Indian. It seems like every time I go to Point Pleasant, I get a terrible headache while I'm there. I always get a migraine. I mean, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
But, at any rate, yeah. And what's too is really interesting is many of these witnesses have Native American ancestry. The Partridge family were Blackfoot Saponi, and Woodrow Dernberger was something called Black Dutch, and that usually, in this area of the world, means Shawnee Indian. Hmm. It's so mysterious, all these things.
I love that.
But, yeah.
But the Silver Bridge was a real tragedy, and so it's interesting that they tied that in, because like almost 50 people were killed when
it was in December of 1967. Yes, it was certainly a great tragedy, and they almost look at the Mothman as a harbinger of doom.
Right.
But I really can't. I don't have anything to add to that.
Right. No, and I'm glad you're not trying to create one either, because I think that actually is sort of the weaker part of the movie to me, is that the Mothman was trying to say, stay off the bridge or go to the bridge, whichever way you look at it. It was like they either wanted a higher body count or a lower. I couldn't quite figure it out. But I mean, I think that's where I think that wasn't almost necessary. The other stuff was just so creepy. And yet at the same time, I was a little worried. So did Gordon's, the character of Gordon Smallwood, commits suicide in the movie?
No, he did not.
Right.
Woodrow Dernberger, he continued to have visitations from Indrid Cold. I can tell you about that story if you want me.
We've got 2 good minutes. That would be a great way to end this hour. Go ahead.
Well, he was driving south toward his farmhouse in Mineral Wells. He was a sewing machine salesman. He got about a mile south of Parkersburg at the intersection of I-77, Route 47, when he thought a tractor trailer was coming up on him without its lights on. So he swerved to the side of the road. Much to his surprise, this truck rolled across Mr. Dernberger's panel truck, and he realized it was a spacecraft, a dark charcoal gray spacecraft. It came down, and it hovered about 12 inches off the road. A hatch opened. A man stepped out, whom Mr. Dernberger described, looked like any ordinary man you will see on the street. There was nothing unusual about his appearance, except he was dressed all in black. He proceeds to walk toward Mr. Dernberger's truck. Mr. Dernberger begins to hear these words, "Do not be afraid. I mean you no harm. I only want to ask you a few questions." And that is when Mr. Dernberger became afraid, because as Indrid Cold talked to him, his lips did not move. Now, that wasn't in the movie.
No, that would have been better.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good Place. playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.